Police, you get that?
That was something that Mark might be able to share, a little bit of what Don's been working on.
Well, I think I can say we're meeting tomorrow as a group, really for the first time. We've had a couple conversations with Don and others about kind of what we're up to, but I think our mission in regards to that is due to what they call the part one, which is to understand, write a report that kind of makes it eligible for certification or nomination for National Park Service, and that's the first step in that process. Part two is when we actually submit drawings and designs and things like that and go through the approval process, and that's way down the road, but this first step is what you need to be eligible for historic tax credits. So we'll be having that. We are working with Donna on a couple other projects right now. One is medical college, and one is with the Sears building in North and Fond du Lac. So she's a great partner, very enthusiastic, very energetic. I think the next step will be probably reporting back on some of the things we've discovered in the process.
And who is Donna?
Donna Weiss. She is one of three different consultants we work with on the whole process of getting historic tax credits.
And she's part of the team.
She's part of our team. Her company is Preserve LLC, and she is one of our many contractors involved in this project, yes.
Any questions about the historic preservation review process? Yes, Guy?
The only question, would you plan on sharing that information prior to the next task force meeting?
Sure. Yeah, we can get a memo, I guess, out from her between now and then, so we can have that kind of what the process is, and we'll get that.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Is this leading to a formal submission?
I think it's really up to your guidance in actually submitting it. I think we can do all the background. She has reviewed what was submitted before that didn't pass muster, I guess, with the MPS last time. So we have that. Maybe Don, you can tell me more about that.
It wasn't sent to MPS.
Oh, it was never sent. We have a copy of that.
We did a questionnaire. That's not part one. We just did a questionnaire.
Okay.
Has the county approved seeking historic preservation status for the domes?
Not that I'm aware of.
Won't. It seems to me that ought to be part of the process. I think.
I'm sorry. What was your question?
The question is whether or not there's a need for the county to take a formal action authorizing submission of this.
Bill, I think that's something that has to go before the county board, and that they need to provide some financing and some direction that they would like us to pursue that so we can get the credits.
I could be wrong, but I think federal, the regulation for publicly owned resources does not require owner approval.
No, you can submit it without owner approval. But what I'm saying is that the county themselves have not given us, as the Architecture and Engineering Division, a go-ahead to do any submitting, to spend any money on this or to submit it.
Okay.
And we would not be able to spend money or do this
right
until the county board would approve.
Right. Right, right. And I think generally with this kind of project, it wouldn't be the county that would spend money. It would be, if there's a public-private partnership, it would be the private entity that would spend the money for the full process, because they would be the ones benefiting from the tax credit.
Well, I guess I'm... Are there two different situations? One is getting the property listed on the National Historic Preservation. And then a second issue is whether or not that property, once listed, would be eligible for historic preservation tax credits. Are they two different things, or is this all one price?
May I speak to that?
Yeah.
They are two different things. And it it's important to, the eligibility piece has to become an application that is submitted both to the state, SHPO, and then from that on to the feds. Once deemed eligible, then the application and putting the historic tax credit piece together for whatever amount that will be and whatever that concept will be becomes then the next piece that Dawn is speaking of.
Well, it sounds like there's some time considerations here that, you know, that I'm concerned that we move this process forward so that the processing of eligibility doesn't hold up other activity to preserve the domes.
I think the review for eligibility, part one, I think that goes fairly quickly. And then if you are fine to use the historic tax credits, you then have, is it a year, I think, to finish the complete application for full listing. That takes a very long time, but you can start your project if your plans are approved.
Right.
Are
we did a part one in about 60 days.
But will we need to have received full eligibility in order to be eligible for tax credit?
Yes.
So if it's going to take a year after the first thing, or
eligibility
for a year?
No, it's
eligibility.
Eligibility is usually a 30 to 60 day turnaround. Then you have, after that, you have a full year to put your proposal in for the use of the historic tax.
Okay, so all right, so now, so I think that answers my concern, is that we should be able to get a determination.
Yeah. And I think we
quickly. And it also, you know, there won't be any working on a full application by the county until the county approves.
Correct.
Going ahead and
yes.
doing
it's,
that work.
It's not part of. It's not part of the RFP. It's not part of what they were asked to do. So it would need to be funded. It is a process. It's
okay.
A lot of data gathering.
So we should be thinking in terms of future funding needs in order to implement our recommendation, if it's accepted, is to support the process to get eligibility for tax credit. Now, eligibility is the wrong word.
Eligibility is different than
in a situation where you've done the getting approved for receiving tax credits.
That works.
And I also just want to comment that when I spoke to the State Historic Preservation Office, which is the first level of review of the eligibility, there was no doubt in their mind. Doing the actual engineering research, they thought would be really important, but they had no question that it would be found eligible.
Good, good. So I just don't want to keep going ahead without making sure we undertake the procedural steps that we need to be able to follow through. Okay, so we won't need to take any action on a request that the county approves seeking tax credits, start tax credits, until we get to that. Okay, all right. Sorry, I didn't understand that there was this much of uncertainty on my part in putting this on the agenda. Now, this is the main item tonight, is to get a